confession when I'm telling the world that I love you.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by ZipRecruiter.
I'm Steve Kathan. The Trump administration says it struck a framework deal with China to keep TikTok up and running in the U.S. Under current law, that would have to mean new American owners. Legal analyst Lori Levinson.
We'll know more about exactly what this deal is, but there is a September 17th deadline for the administration to come up with a deal. Otherwise, TikTok has to go down again, a thing that happened in January, and there was a lot of response to it, including the president seeking to extend TikTok until a deal could be reached.
Chinese regulators said today an investigation found the U.S. company NVIDIA violated anti-bankruptcy laws in its purchase of the networking company Mellanox. FBI director says there are DNA matches linking evidence at the Charlie Kirk assassination in Utah with the 22-year-old suspect in custody. CBS's Carter Evans.
They've been gathering evidence. They've been analyzing it. They've been flying it to Quantico for analysis. So the fact that they say that they have a match is something significant. Of course, you have all that video evidence linking him to this crime as well as the alleged admission to his father.
Now to Israel, where America's top diplomat gave a U.S. show of support.
Hamas needs to cease to exist as an armed element that can threaten the peace and security of the region, and the people of Gaza deserve a better future, but that better future cannot begin until Hamas is eliminated.
Jerusalem reporter Linda Gradstein.
Speaking after a three-hour meeting with visiting U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the visit is a clear sign that the U.S. stands with Israel against anti-Semitism and what he called weak governments that are demonizing Israel. He said that President Trump has shown bold leadership and has made the U.S.-Israel relationship stronger than it's ever been.
In Qatar, next stop for Rubio, Arab leaders today condemned Israel, noting the recent military attack on Hamas leaders in Doha. Ford has decided to move out of its iconic 70-year-old Michigan headquarters to a new high-tech complex.
What became known as the Glass House was a high-tech marvel when Henry Ford II opened it in 1956, and American carmakers ruled the road. Ford archivist Ted Ryan says times change.
It was a 70-year-old building, and it's hard to keep 70-year-old buildings up to date and with the newest technology, so it was time to move on.
Ford will demolish the Glass House after moving into its new 2.1 million square foot headquarters in November. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News. Detroit.
Wall Street, right now the Dow is down 9 points. This is CBS News.
Are you looking to hire? ZipRecruiter finds the best candidate for your job fast. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems, the best in the Midwest. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A lightning strike set a Racine home on Carlisle Avenue on fire early Saturday. Firefighters rescued 4 cats. 1 cat didn't survive. The homeowner got out safely. The fire caused major damage to an attic and an upper level. The estimated loss is at around $90,000. Racine County is getting new license plate reader cameras. The county board approved installing 10 solar-powered flock cameras along busy routes, including some around I-94. Each camera is to only keep data for 30 days unless part of an active investigation. Democratic State Senator Kelda Royce from Madison announced this morning she's running for governor. Governor Tony Evers isn't seeking re-election. In her campaign announcement video, Royce highlights schools, health care, and jobs as her campaign focus. The Sturtevant Village Board will meet tomorrow night to discuss the future of local policing. That includes whether to use services from the county sheriff or another agency. That meeting is set for 6 tomorrow night. Representative Amanda Nedweski of Kenosha County is pushing a bill to end remote work for state employees. She's criticizing the governor's handling of work-from-home oversight. A bill she authored passed the Assembly. The Senate needs to take it up. If it moves forward, it faces a likely veto from Governor Tony Evers. And after a summer of smoky skies from Canadian wildfires and repeated air quality alerts, Wisconsin's DNR has launched a more user-friendly online map for tracking pollution. The updated map features real-time color-coded air data, easy navigation, and an option to sign up for air quality alerts. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The cold weather will be here before you know it. Don't wait until frost and ice put your concrete plans on hold. Let the experts at Conventional Concrete Systems make your concrete great again. Sidewalks, patios, driveways, with unmatched skill, precision, and a finish built to last. Trust CCS, the best in the Midwest, because your home deserves nothing less than solid craftsmanship. Find them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 today before the weather turns bitter cold, in loving memory of Don Halber.
The Pack is back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. The Packers get ready now to play the Cleveland Browns. The Browns losing to the Ravens yesterday in Baltimore, 41-17. But Jordan Love will be without one of his best receivers, Jaden Reed, Matt LaFleur.
Unfortunately, he broke his collarbone, so he'll be down for quite some time. We'll see. Certainly, I would expect him back at some point this season, but obviously, it's a big blow to us.
College football, the Badgers host Maryland next after losing in Alabama, 38-14 on Saturday. Luke Fickell.
Well, that's obviously not easy to swallow. And the truth of the matter is, I told those guys that was a much better team than we are right now.
Baseball, the Brewers lost to the Cardinals yesterday 3-2, but that's okay. The Crew, the first team in the major leagues this year to clinch a playoff spot.
It's been a joy for me to be around a group of guys that have taken this, that uncommon mindset, as serious as they've taken it.
That's Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The weather is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at 888-999-6644. This is some of the best riding weather of the season, but pay attention and be careful out there because unfortunately there have been a lot of unnecessary motorcycle accidents lately. And if you should ever be the unfortunate victim of any kind of accident, call a Hog Lawyer immediately at 888-999-6644. He's the lawyer who rides, and with over 45 years of road-tested experience, he's definitely the guy you want on your side to protect your rights. Call him today or visit him online at hoglawyer.com.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. We'll pick up where we left off this weekend. Plenty of sunshine for today with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Tonight, mostly clear skies with lows right around 60. On Tuesday, more of the same. Plenty of sunshine with highs again in the mid to upper 70s. Right now, it's 71.
you'll understand.
Liverpool, the Beatles. From Winnipeg, the Guess Who. I'm Dan Marcus from Parts Unknown. Call it Lake Geneva. I just had my class reunion there a couple of weekends ago. My class reunion. Did I tell you my class reunion was in the Lake Geneva Museum? I'm not making that up. Funny.
These eyes cry every night. Long to hold you again. The hurting's on me, yeah. I will never be free, no, my baby, no, no. You gave a promise to me, yeah. You broke it. You broke it. I will never be free, no, no, no.
Help Me Rhonda. They did two different versions of that song. I'm going to play you the other one of these days, and I'll tell you why they did two versions when I do. Okay, but in the meantime, it's important for you to know that you can go for the green and gold. Starting next Monday, you'll have chances to go for the green, that means cash, and gold, that means jewelry. And you could win them both. And the grand prize, club seats, that means indoors, when Green Bay plays Minnesota in November. That's all up for grabs, but you're going to need the Civic Media app to play the game. So download that now. Be ready for it. Go to WRJN.com, download it there, or just go to civicmedia.us. Get it there. And good luck from WRJN.
Racine, get ready. There's a new flavor in town. Introducing Charlie's Cheesesteaks. Now open at 4700 Washington Avenue. Made to order Philly cheesesteaks. Melty loaded fries, crispy wings, and refreshing lemonades. Hot, fresh, and packed with flavor. Bring the crew, grab a table, and taste what everyone's talking about. Charlie's Cheesesteaks, 4700 Washington Avenue, where flavor lives in Racine. Follow on Facebook for deals and daily specials. Charlie's, crafted hot, served fast.
It's time to take back your freedom. Easy Mobility Solutions has the ideal ride for any season. Golden and Pride mobility scooters, power chairs, and lift recliners. Lightweight, durable, portable, affordable. Live life on your terms. Don't let mobility hold you back. Come in and test drive today. Visit Easy Mobility Solutions across from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine. Mention this ad today and save $100 on any mobility scooter, power chair, or lift recliner. Easy Mobility Solutions. Freedom starts here.
You want something fresh. How about signature subs and chef salads from Lee's Deli? Just the way you like them. At Elite Mini Market, Taylor Mart, Kinsey Corner, and now inside Workforce Development, 1717 Taylor Avenue. Or swing by the shop on Washington for even more mouthwatering options. Like giant party subs perfect for your next luncheon or tailgate. Ordering's easy with the Lee's Deli mobile app. More reward points mean more perks. Lee's Deli. For over 50 years, serving Racine one meal at a time.
Let me tell you about this new pretzel cheddar club. Hey, I'm Carlos.
And I'm Ebony. And a little thing we love about the Chick-fil-A pretzel cheddar club
is the tangy Dijon with the pretzel bun. It takes it to a whole nother level.
It goes perfectly with the chicken and the cheddar cheese and the bacon.
Man, you know how much you love bacon. And I love the different varieties, grilled, spicy, original. It gets you nice and excited for fall.
Order the Pretzel Cheddar Club with Cherry Berry and Sprite for a limited time on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
There's nothing like when you get that part from eBay and it just fits. Yeah, the first time. So you can do less of this and get right back to more of this. At eBay, you'll find all the parts you need, guaranteed to fit, at prices you'll love. Sounds good, doesn't it? eBay. Things, people, love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
WRJN is more than just radio. Check out WRJN.com for local and state news, fun poll questions, sports schedules, streaming, podcasts, and local event calendars. You can also suggest songs and sign up for our WRJN newsletter, reaching Racine beyond the radio. Online at WRJN.com.
Yeah.
please, please tell the phone. And don't be cruel to who heart is true. Baby, if I made you mad for something I might have said, please don't forget my past. The future looks bright ahead. And don't be cruel to who heart is true. Don't stop thinking of me. Don't make me feel this way. Come on over here and love me. You know what I want you to say. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Why should we be apart? I really love you, baby. Cross my heart. Let's walk up to the preacher and let us say I do. Then you'll know you'll have me, and I know that I'll have you. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love. Oh baby, it's just you I'm thinking of. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Don't be cruel to who heart is true.
You now with news from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. Here's Stuart J. Waddles.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A lightning strike sparked a fire in a Racine home on Carlisle Avenue early Saturday. Firefighters were able to rescue four cats trapped inside. Unfortunately, one cat didn't make it. Humans were okay. The homeowner was able to get out after hearing the boom, noticing the smoke and calling 911. The fire caused major damage to the attic and second story, with lighter damage downstairs. The head of a state agency leaving will leave a big impact on Racine and Kenosha counties. Missy Hughes is stepping down later this month as head of the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. As head of the organization, she helped drive billions of dollars in investment to Racine and Kenosha counties. Under her leadership, WEDC supported Eli Lilly's $4 billion expansion in Kenosha that'll bring 750 new jobs and give the company $100 million in tax breaks. She also backed the big Microsoft data center project in Racine County. The Hughes resignation is effective this week. A search for her replacement is already underway. A return to work is due, says a southeastern Wisconsin representative. Republican Amanda Nadweski, repping Kenosha County, is pushing a bill that would end remote work for state employees and require them back in the office. She says Governor Tony Evers should have made that call himself and argues that the administration hasn't kept proper oversight for employees working from home. A Democrat who represents state workers in Sun Prairie says remote work has saved money and works well. The bill cleared the assembly and now heads to the Senate, though Evers is likely to veto it. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Customers throughout southeastern Wisconsin are excited about Building Waters' incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special.
Hey, wait a minute. I still have a warehouse full of air conditioners that gotta go to make room for the 2026 model furnaces. Call us today for substantial end-of-season savings on all AC models.
Call Building Waters at 262-989-1001. That's
262-989-1001.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Vormans. We'll pick up where we left off this weekend. Plenty of sunshine for today with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Tonight, mostly clear skies with lows right around 60. On Tuesday, more of the same. Plenty of sunshine with highs again in the mid to upper 70s. Currently, it's 73.
Time I get to Phoenix, she'll be rising. find the note I left hanging on her door. She'll laugh when she reads the part that says I'm leaving, 'cause I've left that girl so many times before. By the time I make Albuquerque, she'll be working. She'll probably stop at lunch and give me a call, but she'll just hear that phone keep on ringing off the wall. That's all. The time I make Oklahoma, she'll be sleeping. She'll turn softly and call my name out low, and she'll cry just to think I'd really leave her. Time and time I've tried to tell her so, she just didn't know I would really go.
Glenn Campbell, by the time I get to Phoenix. I'm thinking Neil Diamond, who wrote this next song, probably paid off more than one mortgage with the royalties from this Monkey song. WRJN.
I thought love was only true in fairy tales, and for someone else, but not for me. Our love was out to get me, and that's the way it seemed. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I've been alone. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. I thought love was more or less a given thing. Seems the more I gave, the less I got. What's the use in trying? All you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. Yes, I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. I'm down in my mind.
passes by. I say to myself, you're such a lucky guy to have a girl like her. It's truly a dream come true. Out of all the fellas in the world, she belongs to you. But it was just my imagination running away with me. It was just my imagination running away with me. Ooh, soon we'll be married and raise a family.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. High school football Friday night. Details in minutes on WRJN.
Baby, do you understand me now? Sometimes I feel a little mad. But don't you know that no one alive can always be an angel? When things go wrong, I seem to be bad.
Understood.
understood. Yes, I'm just a soul.
News and timeless hits, WRJN, with Dan Marcus here. High school football, it's back with a vengeance, and we got a big game for you this Friday night. It's Racine Lutheran and Cudahy facing off for the Friday night game, sponsored by Main Street Bakery and Lee's Deli. Here the pregame at 6:40, kickoff at 7 o'clock. It's Cudahy and Racine Lutheran, Friday nights.
Under the Lights with WRJN.
You want something fresh? How about signature subs and chef salads from Lee's Deli? Just the way you like them. At Elite Mini Market, Taylor Mart, Kinsey Corner, and now inside Workforce Development, 1717 Taylor Avenue. Or swing by the shop on Washington for even more mouthwatering options, like giant party subs perfect for your next luncheon or tailgate. Ordering's easy with the Lee's Deli mobile app. More reward points mean more perks. Lee's Deli. For over 50 years, serving Racine one meal at a time.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
Looking to give back to your community? Visit volunteerwisconsin.org to find volunteer opportunities near you. Join us in celebrating United Ways Month by getting involved. Visit volunteerwisconsin.org or contact your local United Way today. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Hang on, Snoopy, Snoopy, hang on. Hang on, Snoopy, Snoopy, hang on.
Snoopy lives in a very bad part of town. Put my Snoopy down. Snoopy, I don't care what your daddy do, 'cause you know, Snoopy girl, I'm in love with you.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. First rock band signed by Motown that had to shake the rafters a little bit. Here is Rare Earth. WRJN.
Hometown Radio, refreshed. WRJN.
Such a winter's day.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. The U.S. says America and China have sketched out an agreement that would keep TikTok up and running here in this country. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says the objective of the deal would be to switch to American ownership. CBS's Aaron Navarro.
You saw in Madrid, trade officials from the United States meet with Chinese officials, and they came out of that saying that there's a framework for a TikTok deal. But they also mentioned that it will be up to President Trump and President Xi Jinping of China when they talk on the phone this Friday to make the final call on that framework. We are still looking for details on what that framework looks like.
Authorities are saying more about the evidence in the Charlie Kirk assassination and links to the suspect in custody. CBS's Andres Gutierrez.
The FBI now has concrete DNA evidence. FBI Director Cash Patel announcing this.
The DNA hits from the towel that was wrapped around the firearm and the DNA on the screwdriver are positively processed for the suspect in custody.
And so that weapon was found right near where Robinson ended up leaping off, again, wrapped in the towel. The shell casings with it had some inscriptions on it.
Well, CBS's Scott McFarland says since the assassination, threats have been reported by politicians, historically black colleges, and others.
You have an already potentially inflammable tinderbox of threats, of hoax calls, bomb threats, swattings, and doxings, and now you've injected nitroglycerin from the shooting of Charlie Kirk and all that's come from it.
Overseas, CBS's Tina Krause reports on high-level U.S. backing.